In 2019, the Parliament of Georgia adopted the Code of the Rights of the Child. The Code creates a strong legal framework for the protection of the fundamental rights and freedoms of the child. According to the Code, the responsibilities of different branches of the government and local government in the field of child rights have been separated. The concept of best interest of the child has been introduced. All forms of violence, including corporal punishment, is explicitly prohibited. National data collection and analysis plan has been established. Mandatory specializations for professionals working with children is introduced. The impact on the rights of the child is mandatory to assess during the legislative and policy-making processes. In 2023, the Parliament of Georgia ratified Convention on the International Recovery of Child Support and Other Forms of Family Maintenance and its Protocol on the Law Applicable to Maintenance Obligations. In 2023, National Human Rights Strategy for the period of 2022-2030 was approved. The strategy is a comprehensive document that covers all fundamental human rights and freedoms, including civil, political, social, economic, and cultural. One chapter of the strategy is dedicated specifically to the rights of a child. In the same year, the government approved an action plan for the protection of human rights 2024-2026. The goal of the action plan is to improve the mechanisms for the protection of child rights and their well-being, taking into account the best interests of the child. The National Strategy of Education and Science of Georgia for 2022-2030 strives to ensure equal access to inclusive, equitable, and quality education, as well as improved opportunities for lifelong learning for all, closely linked with the principles of the UNIS Strategy for Education and for Sustainable Development and UN Sustainable Development Goals. The State Strategy for Civic Equality and Integration for 2021-2030 and the respective action plans provide the national for national minority children's access to quality education and state language for their integration into the Georgian society. Mental health care of children and adolescents, their support and well-being of their families is one of the main priorities of the Mental Health Strategy of Georgia for 2022-2030. To better coordinate and monitor the implementation of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, the Child Rights Code, and the policy documents on children, several coordination mechanisms have been put in place. At the legislative level, the Rights of the Child Standing Parliamentary Council has been in operation since 2019. At the governmental level, the Interagency Commission for the Implementation of the Convention on the Rights of a Child was set in 2016. At the local level, structural units for child protection and support are established within the municipalities. Juvenile justice is administered in Georgia only by persons specialized in juvenile cases. Judges, prosecutor, investigator, police officer, social worker, lawyer, probation officer, psychologist, prison staff, witness, and victim coordinator. From 2018 until today, a child-friendly environment has been created in several units of the prosecutor's office, in the Ministry of Internal Affairs, in the courts and legal aid service throughout Georgia. In 2020, a juvenile referral center for the Ministry of Justice was established to effectively implement rehabilitation and resocialization programs for children in conflict with the law, below the minimum age of criminal responsibility, and with difficult behavior. The mandate of the Legal Aid Service has been fully extended in 2020, and free legal services become equally available to all minors, regardless of their financial status. As a result, the number of the application of minors to the Legal Aid Services increased by 27%. In 2022, the Psychosocial Service Center for the Juvenile Victims of Sexual Violence was established in Tbilisi. Based on the pilot results, one more center will be established soon in the west part of Georgia. The state budget on healthcare and social programs is gradually increasing every year. In 2023, the state launched an unprecedented program for the treatment of children diagnosed with oncology. The treatment of all beneficiaries is fully funded. To date, more than 50 children have participated in the program. The deinstitutionalization of large children's institutions has been successfully completed in the country. Children in state care are placed either in foster care or a small family-type houses. The introduction of inclusive education in all public schools started in 2015. The positions of inclusive education support specialists, inclusive education coordinator, special teacher, and psychologists have emerged at schools. Ethnic minorities in Georgia have access to all levels of education, preschool, general, higher, and vocational. Since 2020, the Ministry of Education, Science, and Youth implements the bilingual education program in non-Georgian kindergartens and schools. The construction and rehabilitation of 130 schools have been finalized in the period of 2017-2022. 90 schools are currently rehabilitated. In the same period, 40 kindergartens have been constructed, rehabilitated, and more than 800 is planned for the coming years. Different state agencies, in collaboration with relevant international and civil society organizations, are constantly carrying out campaigns, informational meetings, and trainings regarding children's rights. One of the examples is the countrywide information campaign initiated by the Ministry of Internal Affairs, Do Not Deprive Childhood, the purpose of which is to prevent child marriage by raising public awareness. Let me now draw your attention to the extremely deteriorated human rights situation in Abkhazia and Tsikhinvali region of Georgia, occupied by the Russian Federation. The government is actively pursuing the reconciliation and engagement policy to facilitate interaction of divided communities across the occupation line and improve the conditions of people living in the occupied territories. Our efforts have particular emphasis on conflict-affected children and their needs. For example, State referral healthcare program ensures the provision of free medical services to patients from the occupied regions in the medical facilities located in the territory controlled by the government. In 2018-2024, around 1,000 children benefited from this program. In addition, students from Abkhazia and Tsikhinvali region, South Ossetia, can enter higher educational institutions of Georgia on the basis of a unified national exam. Their education and living expenses are funded by the state. In 2019-2023, around 1,500 students from the occupied regions were enrolled in higher education institutions of Georgia. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a brief overview of main reforms undertaken by my country. The Georgian delegation will provide details on the concrete programs and policies implemented in different areas covered by the convention. We stand ready to constructively engage in the dialogue and provide more information to the questions raised. I thank you.